A unique road to the Breyer Championship for Pat Simmons, who started as the third, ends up as the skip for Team Canada. Is it Team Simmons? Is it Team Morris? I'm not sure. I'm not sure they even care. All they care about is they are Breyer champions and the Canadian champs. Once again, Pat joins us now. Pat, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks. You?
Well, Pat, you know what? There's sports are great. There's always unique stories and tales on how you make it there. I want us to take inside the conversation that you guys had as a team early in the Breyer week when you weren't having success to make the switch with you and John Morris. Who initiated the talk? How'd it go down?
Yeah, no, pretty simple and straightforward, really. We just had a little get-together after a disappointing loss there Monday night, and John had come in and just made a proposal that we make a switch, simple as that. And, you know, there wasn't much else said. We just kind of, you know, all I guess, decided that, you know, we needed something to do something, you know, just for all of our sakes. And, yeah, it was pretty simple, just simple and straightforward as that.
The change in philosophy for you, you know, and you've thrown skip stones before, so it's not like it's a position you never played, but why did it work so well for you guys right away?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess everyone just kind of bought in, and, you know, John stepped down and did a fantastic job playing third, and the other guys played well, and and then we just got rolling, you know. We kind of won our first game, and then, you know, won a real kind of barn burner against Alberta there in a real, real cool atmosphere Tuesday night. And then just got some momentum going from there, got in a roll. And, you know, with each game, I got more comfortable in back to their end. And, you know, we started feeling it.
Well, you definitely started feeling it, Pat. And just in your estimation, what was the most difficult game for you guys to win once you moved into the skip position? Was there one that was the real, and you're like, man, okay, that was the toughest game, and we were able to get through it, and that gave you a big boost?
Yeah, absolutely. It was would have been the Wednesday morning game. So we played a kind of an emotional game against Alberta. There was hype and build up for that for months and months leading up to, you know, as soon as Kevin Cooley had won Alberta there for that game. And so the next morning, though, we had to play BC, which is another good team, obviously, and you know, on very little rest. You know, you're all hyped up, and we had a great game against Alberta, and you know, it takes the body a little bit to shut down after that. So none of us got much sleep that night, and you know, got up the next morning, kind of, you know, half tired, and just got it out a win against BC, kind of come down to last rock, and that was the game in my mind that really was a bit of a turning point. And for us, you know, being able to survive a close one there, and that really got us rolling from there.
Pat Simmons, the skip for Team Canada, first opportunity for Team Canada to be in the Breyer, and you guys repeat as champs. I think it's safe to say, as curlers, as the elite guys, you guys like this format.
Yeah, you know it. With change, there's always pros and cons, I guess, or different opinions. You know, hard to say that we wouldn't like the format, given the fact that we had the opportunity to come back as Team Canada, obviously. So, you know, our opinion is going to be a little biased, but you know, I think it made for a great field. You know, I think our week made for a great story. So, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe that's changed some naysayers of that opinion. Yeah, pretty cool for sure.
Now, Pat, when you look at it, and it was unique because you know, you guys switched a lot of the players off the team, right, from the one that wasn't the exact same foursome that it won last year. But other guys that you talked to, you know, in Breyer patches or other places along the line, what did most of the top end curlers, did they welcome the Team Canada, or did they want the Breyer to stay the way it was for so many years?
I would say, you know, the majority of people I've talked to would welcome the Team Canada. I would say, though, the majority didn't welcome the whole idea of the relegation prior to the event. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know what lies ahead with regards to that. You know, a lot of dislike regarding that, and the opinions I've heard. So, but not because of Team Canada. I think just that a lot of people think it could be handled differently, you know, but still having the Team Canada aspect in place. So, you know, what remains, what'll happen in the years to come, I guess, remains to be seen if they fine tune or tweak it. But there's always a learning curve, I guess, with these things. But, you know, I think that's, I kind of get where some of those opinions come from. I mean, it's pretty tough, you know, having a couple of teams come in and be done, you know, in a day or a day and a half or whatever. And what are you supposed to do as a fan or a family to one of those teams? It's a pretty tough situation for sure.
Oh, definitely. As I agree with you on that one. They've got to find a way to do that differently, I think, for sure. What about the moving on to the Worlds? Is your team going to stay status quo? Have you guys decided? Are you staying on a skip? What's happening?
Well, as far as I've heard, you know, you never know. I'm pretty sure that we're kind of staying status quo now. And, you know, hopefully there won't be any more changes necessary, kind of the goal going forward. But, looking forward to it. Obviously, it's, a couple of weeks away, fairly quick turnaround, which suits me just fine. If we can keep this rolling, so much the better. And, some unfinished business after last year's performance there. We'd like to one or two or three up what we did last year for sure.
Pat Simmons joins us, of course, the skip now on Team Canada, victorious at the Brier, moving on to the Worlds. Do you feel that your game and the quality of shots necessary usually for the skip to make compared to a third, do you feel better or more comfortable as a skip rock compared to the third rocks?
I don't think any different. I got pretty comfortable fairly quick with the skip position. I guess going back to our little discussion, you know, the one thing that I was adamant about was that if I was going to throw skip rocks, that I actually call the game as well. I find that much easier to watch all the shots, to be able to put the broom down for myself and kind of, you know, maybe know how I'm going to throw a certain shot or whatnot and ice accordingly. So that was kind of my thing with that, too, as well. But, I would like to say good either way. I mean, we've had success either way. Certainly now focusing on the skip position and going ahead with that.
Well, Pat, congratulations. It was a great story to watch and a fantastic finish for you guys. Best of luck at the Worlds.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much.